I'm Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name's Krista, and I'm a Cyber Threat Intelligence Analyst for the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell, also known as the NJCIC. We're the state's one-stop shop for cybersecurity threat information. Since today is Halloween and also the last day of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, I thought I'd dedicate this podcast to the topic of zombies. Now, I'm not talking about the brain-eating, thriller-dancing, rotting corpses. I'm going to talk about something far more frightening, zombie computer armies. In the tech field, these zombie armies are more commonly known as botnets, and I'm going to explain what they are, how they're formed, and how they might impact your daily digital life. A botnet is a group of internet-connected computers and devices that have been infected by malware that allows a hacker to control them remotely. The hacker then uses the botnet for nefarious purposes such as sending spam email, stealing your personal data, spreading additional malware to other devices, generating illegal profit through click fraud campaigns, mining cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, or conducting distributed denial-of-service attacks, or DDoS attacks. Botnets are created by exploiting software or hardware vulnerabilities in internet-connected devices, such as computers, mobile phones, tablets, routers, DVRs, security cameras, and network-attached storage devices. Hackers looking to create a botnet start off searching for these devices by using an Internet of Things search engine. With the help of this search engine and other scanning tools, the hacker can easily locate and identify vulnerable devices on the internet. Once located, the hacker will gather various information about the device and choose just the right exploit to use in order to gain control of it and join it to a zombie army. Sometimes he'll brute force a weak password, and other times he'll break into the device using default or hard-coded passwords that he knows the manufacturing company placed on the device. Either way, once he's in, he installs malware or modifies the firmware on the vulnerable device so that he'll have remote access to it directly or via command and control server that he sets up. This command and control server allows him to send instructions to all of his zombified devices. Now, if any of you heard about the big attack that took down a part of the internet on Friday, October 21st, you may have heard the terms botnet, Internet of Things, and DDoS attack said in news reports. Let me explain how all of these tie together with Friday's attack. At approximately 7 a.m. Eastern Time that Friday morning, a company called DIN that provides core internet services came under attack. This attack, called a DDoS attack, flooded DIN's domain name resolution servers with an excessive amount of network traffic, causing regular people like you and me to be unable to access certain websites. DIN's engineers worked hard to mitigate the attack and restore service, but as soon as they did, they came under attack again. This happened three times, and reports started surfacing that people were unable to access websites like Twitter, Amazon, Spotify, PayPal, and Netflix, just to name a few. Level 3 Communications, a multinational telecommunications and internet service provider, tracked the attacks and displayed a map showing internet outages on the East Coast, in parts of the Midwest, in Texas, California, and the Pacific Northwest. People trying to visit these websites became frustrated, and security researchers became concerned as the attacks grew and were seemingly relentless. That night, DIN was able to restore most of its services, and they and other companies began investigating the source of the attack. It turns out that a botnet named Mirai was one of the main offenders. Some hackers publicly released the source code for this botnet last month, which allowed any hacker with little to no technical skills to get his hands on it and launch attacks using previously compromised zombie devices. Many of these devices, as it turns out, were industrial-grade security cameras manufactured in China, unbeknownst to the consumers who had purchased and installed them. This wasn't the first attack launched using Mirai. Just last month, Brian Krebs, a computer security researcher, had his website knocked offline by hackers using this botnet, and OVH, a French-based web hosting provider, had suffered the same attack as well. This leads us in the cybersecurity field to believe that this is a growing and serious threat that needs to be addressed quickly, As manufacturers rush internet-connected devices to market, and we as consumers eagerly adopt what should be time-saving, convenient devices into our homes and lives, it seems that there is little thought given to the security of these devices. They come shipped with easy-to-crack, hard-coded or default passwords that aren't changed to something more secure prior to installation, and they lack controls that could allow us as consumers to change the internal settings that make these devices vulnerable to attack. Many companies don't issue software or firmware patches quickly enough, and even if they do, most consumers don't bother or don't know how to apply them. As is the case with any security threat, the best first step in overcoming it is becoming informed. This is why we at the NJ Kick work tirelessly to bring our members the most up-to-date and relevant cybersecurity threat information. Most of it we post publicly on our website for general consumption. We believe that cybersecurity is a people problem, not a tech problem. As we integrate more digital technology into our lives, we need to be aware of the fact that these devices can also pose a risk. However, as long as we implement best practices and maintain a heightened level of awareness, together we can reduce this risk. If you'd like to learn more about botnets, the NJ Kick, and any number of cybersecurity topics, please visit us at www.cyber.nj.gov. Also, consider becoming a member by signing up for our weekly email bulletin, where you'll receive the latest in cybersecurity threat intelligence, including topical news and the latest social engineering scams impacting New Jersey, as well as practical solutions you can implement at home and in your organization. Membership is free. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and if you want to learn more about botnets, including prevention and mitigation strategies and affected devices, please see our brand new botnet threat profile at www.cyber.nj.gov. Thanks for listening, and have a happy and zombie-free Halloween.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.